California voters will soon decide between two rival ballot measures designed to help fund education, Prop 30 and 38. Coalition is calling for an end to negative attack ads on Prop 30 they say may result in neither measure passing. Anthony Thigpen with California Calls says the negative ads poison the atmosphere.
So either they go to the polls but don't vote on any of the measures, or they just viscerally vote no just because of all the negativity. So there's absolutely a fear that in the end, neither measure may pass because of the negative campaigning.
Governor Jerry Brown's Prop 30 would temporarily raise taxes on the wealthy and increase the state sales tax by a 0.25 percentage point to raise about $6 billion a year. Multimillionaire civil rights attorney Molly Munger's Prop 38 would raise a wider spectrum of income taxes. The coalition Reclaim California's Future is talking with thousands of new and infrequent voters in phone banks and face-to-face to try to persuade them to vote.
All the polls show Prop 30 is very close, so we think that this population could provide a 2 or 3 point margin that could be the margin of victory.
Thigpen says passing new revenues this November is critical to our children, our future, and our communities.
It means devastating trigger cuts for education, continuing the cuts to the safety net, health and human services, services for kids and seniors, and so it devastates the communities we care about.
This year's state budget assumes the passage of Prop 30. If it fails, trigger cuts would be made amounting to $6 billion, most of which would come from schools and universities. This is Lori Abbott, California News Service.